And welcome to Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas alongside Atlantic head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, once again, thank you. We're kind of getting into a groove here, I think, with being towards the end of the season.
Yeah, no, I think we've definitely figured each other out, that it's going really well, that we got some things going.
First question for you, what'd you take away from that loss against Creston?
You know, we played well. We had some younger guys step up in some big roles. The scoreboard wouldn't reflect it, but I didn't think, you know, we played that bad. You know, we played okay, but unfortunately against, like, great teams, you can't just play okay. That we had to play better than that. That, you know, I think we're about a year away at times, that it looks like, you know, with a year of growth, year of maturity, year of experience, some guys get better, you hope, obviously. But, no, we were just – you could tell there's a bunch of seniors on one side going up against, you know, a lot of juniors and sophomores on the other, that they physically did a great job of executing their game plan. Good at the plan of attack, but, you know, at times we looked really good. You know, at times we had some struggles, but overall I thought we played okay, you know, at the end of the day.
You say from that you think a year from now a lot of your players are going to be even better. It's just some of the – who are some of the kids you think, oh, give them another year and they're just going to be phenomenal?
You know, you just look across the board there that, you know, depending on if everybody's healthy, you know, if we're all in it, we lose, you know, one wide receiver, one running back, you know, one lineman, but then you get the whole offense back. On defense side of the ball, we lose, you know, one D end, you know, one middle linebacker, and then one corner and one safety, and then we get 7-8 guys back. You know, that we're getting guys with experience, we're getting guys some playing time at a young age that have stepped up because of injuries. You know, to name one particular person, you know, some younger guys that, you know, this is year two for some of them, like Reed Woodyard. I think Reed's going to be a very good two-way player for us next year. If we can get some guys rolling, maybe just one way all the time. You know, Evan Sorensen's kind of one-way defensive lineman for us that had, you know, as the season's gone on, he's gotten better, that we didn't have to play him both ways, and it kind of shows. You know, those are just two guys there on the interior that, you know, with another whole year, I think those are two guys that could be good leaders for us. You know, Kenick Jewell getting a lot of varsity time. You know, Shelton Walia getting a lot of varsity time. Brock Goodrich, Xavier Darrow, you know, Gavin McLaren. The list kind of goes on that we're getting a lot of these guys back and they're doing good things now. We just hope that they're great things in the future.
You weren't kidding. That is a lot of kids and players. I think from this Atlantic team, the defense has shown a lot of grit and a lot of tenacity. Has that been a focus on just how cohesive that unit is, or what do you think's helped the defense kind of mesh well together?
Yeah, no, Coach Satoff's done a really good job. You know, he's got a lot of years' experience he brings to the table that he helps us out a ton. I think it's kind of just getting comfortable in the system. You know, the speed of play has slowed down just because they're getting used to it, not because the teams are better or worse or this or that. Just once you get used to the speed of the varsity game, some things kind of open up. That definitely comes into play in the secondary with, like, Shelton, with Kenick, you know, with Rass playing corner that he's never done before, with Waters being moved to safety, you know, with Tyson and Jared, our outside backers that are all first-year guys on defense except for Nolan, that the game's kind of coming a little bit slower to him, that it was coming, you know, just guns a-blazing the first couple weeks with, you know, varsity teams that had been there, done that with a lot of varsity guys that they kind of got thrown to the fire early, that hopefully – you know, now that we're over halfway through the season, it's starting to slow down the run game. You know, we're stopping the run better so we can kind of get a little bit more knowing into obvious pass situations so we can set them up for success.
You know, Kenick Jewell's one of those players from last week. He did a really nice job. You could feel his presence was there the whole game, but he also has two interceptions on the year. What is he like during practice, and what has he been for you this season?
He's a gamer. You know, when the lights are on, he's going. At practice, he's flying around. He treats it like a game. You know, just a Kenick story was even last year, he was a sophomore doing some scout team stuff, and he caught a pass over the middle. He comes over and he goes, I got to go out of play. I'm like, for what? He goes, well, I think it broke my finger, and it's pointing like the wrong way. And he goes over to our athletic trainer, and Andy goes, well, there's two things, and pops it back in. He kind of just dislocated it. He goes, well, there's, like, we saved you an ER bill. Like, you're good to go. And he goes, buddy tape it. I'll go back in. So that's just kind of like Kenick's just like, yep, I'm good. Buddy tape it. Like, went back into practice, not even being a starter, just being a sophomore, trying to get reps, trying to get noticed, and being tough. You know, he weighs, I think we have him listed at like a buck 50, buck 60. There's no way. I don't know what physical that he stepped on or what lead he had in his pockets, but, you know, he's a gamer. He's a baller out there that he does a great job He communicates really well. He's our vocal guy in the secondary, that he's stepped up in that big role, and he does a phenomenal job of it. That Kenick's a guy that hopefully, you know, we can lean on next year a lot in the same role, you know, defensively for sure, and we'll kind of see how things roll offensively, that he can be a weapon for us, but he's so valuable on defense, he might just have to be, you know, that guy at the safety position.
What do you like with your matchup against Perry?
You know, I think we can do some things running game-wise that's going to help us out for success. You know, some shifts, some motions, some stuff that we can throw at them. You know, they're going to sit in their 4-4 with their single high safety that, you know, depending on what they do schematically, if they're going to, you know, we don't know until the game starts if they're going to double RAS, if they're going to leave him on the island, if they're going to take another guy out of the box, you know, that I think we can do some things, you know, if we get healthy with some guys formationally, that we can do a really good job when we run toss, when we run lead, that we can really spring some big runs.
And three games left in the season. What are you wanting to see in these last three, or these potentially last three games?
Wins. You know, like, but no, you know, you just want to see kids get better. You know, with a young squad, we want to go out on a high note for the seniors. We want to gain momentum towards the next year. And, you know, possibly if you win out, we're second seed in the district. You know, that's not an easy task by any means. That's beating a very good Perry team. You know, Harlan is Harlan and Nevada is loaded. So, I mean, it would be two major upsets in there. And then playing well enough to beat Perry, that, you know, that's always the goal. You don't, everybody always asks me, like, well, what are you going to do tonight? I was, we're going to try to win. You don't show up on Friday night to try to lose that. You know, some things are starting to go our way with health, getting some kids back in some key spots that, you know, optimistically, we're just trying to do the best we can and grow each week. And, you know, you always want to win. I mean, that's always the goal.
And that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview. I'm Asa Lucas, part of KJAN Sports.